Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Harry Dent back on the show. Harry is the founder of Dent Research. He's the author of The Great Boom Ahead, among other books, including Zero Hour. I think that's his new one. Turn the greatest political and financial upheaval in modern history to your advantage. And he's our great friend Harry Dent, joining us also, by the way, from Puerto Rico. Harry, welcome back.
Hello, nice to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Harry, the Fed is meeting today. They're having a one-day meeting, and it's a regular scheduled meeting. No one expects them to do anything different. I know that they would like to get more fiscal help from the government so that their monetary resources can go farther. I know that's one thing that Powell, Chairman Powell, wants. But it looks like not much is going to happen. I mean, they're already at zero rates for you know, probably for the rest of my life. What do you think?
Yeah, and you know, and the markets are up here. So if the markets, you know, had continued to go down, they might think, well, we need to buy a little more bonds, a little more quantitative easing. But yeah, I don't see why they would do anything here. But of course, they are putting rates on hold forever. Every major government, even Australia, is doing this, you know, oh, we're not going to raise rates for at least 2023. And they will certainly do more bond buying if the economy weakens. And I think they're going to be bond buying early next year, if not before, because I do think the economy is going to weaken. So I don't expect them to do much. But, you know, the surprise to me is we have an uncertain election and the markets have a strong rally. And so I was expecting a rally once the election became clear because the markets are expecting that second stimulus package that never happened.
But doesn't what you just said basically prove that the stock market it operates in its own universe, almost disconnected from other indicators?
Yeah, I call it the markets on crack, Jim.
Yeah.
It always looks for reasons to go up. It discounts bad news. It'll take anything and turn into good news. I mean, they know that whoever gets elected is going to have to come up with a stimulus program now, and it's probably going to be strong. I think the only counter to me, since it does look like the Republicans will barely hold the Senate, it was the Republican senators that actually, from my point of view, were doing the right thing and saying, well, look, we're not going to go overboard. We already had a $2.2
You're not going to get $3 trillion, Nancy.
Yeah, we're not going to go too crazy, but you know, and if Trump had gotten reelected, and it looks like he probably won't. When Biden got Michigan yesterday, at first Trump was heavily ahead in Pennsylvania and Michigan, but the mail-in votes, which counted last, really get put. It looks like to me when they gave Biden Michigan yesterday, he's probably going to win, and so Trump's going to have to go legal routes and.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. But if it had been a Democratic sweep, we would have gotten a strong stimulus. If it had been Trump reelected, he would have pushed for a strong stimulus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either way, the market's expected.
Yeah. And in the meantime, small business owners out here on Main Street are looking at the stock market thinking, what capitalism are you guys practicing? This isn't buying low, selling high, and operating your business on, you know, like fundamentals. We don't recognize the game they're playing, Harry.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling people, especially businesses, hunker down. There's going to be a shakeout. There's 20% of even public companies out there are called zombie companies out.
Yep.
They're not able to pay their debt payments. They're really already
even with interest rates almost zero. They still can't pay.
They still can't pay it. And quantitative easing means the banks don't have to foreclose on these loans because they keep flush with free money. So we just keep these zombie companies and loans going. I think that's what's going to tank the economy, even despite another stimulus plan, which the market is going to rally into. I think by early next year, these zombie companies, and again, a lot of consumers.
Will you name a zombie company that we could use as an indicator? Will you name one?
I don't know. A really good report I got from a guy, he counted the public, it was 19%. It's got to be at least 20 by now. That was a month ago. I mean, and it was 2%, you know, coming into the 2008 recession.
As Harry, I got to go to a break. I just want to point out, folks, if you're wondering what this could look like, go back and look at and read reports of Japan in 1990, 91, 92. They had zombie companies. Nobody knew about it until they all collapsed. And then look at the GDP of Japan since then, for 30 years. Ponytail, right back to Harry Dent. We're going to talk about population after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.